Hey, it's Thursday.
That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona and we talk about what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Becca Gardner. Welcome back, Becca.
Thank you so much.
So, what have you been up to since we last talked?
I'm actually in a new lab since we've last talked, and we're looking at a type of brain cell called microglia in stroke models. The microglia is a type of cell that's in the brain. It's actually your brain's immune cell. So when something goes wrong in the brain or there's some kind of injury, the microglia are the cells that are kind of the first responders and go and fix whatever has been injured. We kind of focus on their morphology, which means we look at their shape and how they change their shape based on whether your brain is healthy or if there's been an injury such as stroke.
So when they go into like emergency Red Cross mode, they actually change form?
Yeah, they change shape. So naturally, in a healthy brain, they're very branched and they have a lot of spines. But when there's an injury, they kind of go amoeboid, which means they kind of blob up. They get a little bit fatter. And they're kind of checking on the neurons and making sure they're okay and consuming any debris that might be around from the injury.
Oh, wow. So they hunker down kind of like a scab vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is there just like a massive amount or does everybody have a different amount of microglia?
Everyone has around the same amount, but it's a lot more than most people think. There are about as many neurons that are in your brain. There's as many glia. And then microglia is a certain type of glia.
Oh, wow.
If that makes sense.
It's like a baby glia.
Yeah. So they're definitely dispersed throughout your brain.
After they become amoeboid and take care of business, do they just die or do they continue and then change back into their long-legged shape again?
It depends on how severe the injury was. They can die, but they can also go back to their original shape.
Ah, yeah. So sometimes they take early retirement.
Yes, exactly. The significance of looking at them is because when you have a stroke, you disrupt your blood-brain barrier, which is your brain's filter, and it actually allows your other immune cells called macrophages to infiltrate your brain to try and help out with the injury. Sometimes you can have too many cooks in the kitchen. So my whole project is focusing on being able to distinguish between the two cells and seeing which one is helping and if any of them are hurting.
Yep. Who's doing the heavy lifting?
Macrophages and microglia are very, very similar cells because they're both immune cells. The only difference is that one lives in the brain, one's like the resident brain cell, and macrophages circulate your body and aren't usually in the brain. Otherwise, they're pretty similar, which means they have pretty similar proteins on the outside of them, and that's how you tag cells to be able to see them in the microscope and see them in images is based on the proteins that are on the outside of the membrane.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm totally picturing this. It's like there's a crime scene and the local police are on this case and then the feds come in and they have different uniforms.
But their jobs are so similar that they look almost the same. So right now we're trying to figure out a way to be able to distinguish between the two of them so that we can figure out who's doing the heavy lifting.
So when are you graduating?
I'm graduating May of 2020, so I'm a junior right now, so I've got one more year.
Oh, so you got like a whole year to plan what you're going to do afterwards.
Yes, I've done a little bit of planning. I'm taking the MCAT on June 1st, and I'll be applying to med schools this summer.
I love all the future doctors we get on Thesis Thursday. Yay, go Gardner!
Thank you.
Do you ever listen to music?
I've been listening to a lot of Odessa and Mac DeMarco. I think because of how stressful but also fun junior year has been, I've been kind of leaning towards the songs that just kind of relax you and give you a good feeling. And Odessa and Mac DeMarco are the two artists that do that very easily for me.
Right on, Becca. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.